after all, a vow was taken, and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, taking nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:14 here at WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 28th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be right back. Okay, 4:18 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April the 28th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to Major League Baseball yesterday in the junior circuit. The Twins 9 and the Orioles 2. The Blue Jays 7 and the A's 1. The Astros 4 and Cleveland 3. That game went 10 innings. The Rays 2 and the Red Sox 1. The Royals 9 and the Angels 4. The Rangers 15 and the Mariners 1. and the Tigers and the White Sox were postponed. Over in the National League, the Cardinals 6 and the Reds 3. The Padres 8 and the Nationals 3. That game went 10 innings. Phillies 12 and the Marlins 9. Brewers 8 and the Mets 6. The Rockies 9 and the Braves 5. The Cubs 9 and the Diamondbacks 1. And the Dodgers 3 and the Pirates 1. And in interleague play, the Yankees defeat the Giants 6-4. In that Red Sox game, Andrew Benintendi went 0 for 4. He's hitting .292 on the season. Mookie Betts went 2 for 5, scored a run, got an RBI. He's hitting .267. He hit his fifth home run of the year. Mitch Moreland went 0 for 5. He's hitting .217. Xander Bogaerts went 1 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting .284. Rafael Devers, 1 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting .278. Chavis went 0 for 2 with 2 walks. He's hitting .200. Pierce went 0 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting .114. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0 for 2 with 2 walks. He's hitting .143. Christian Vasquez went 1 for 4. He's hitting .224. Lynn ran for Vasquez in the ninth inning. He's batting .154. David Price went 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, struck out 7. His ERA is down to 3.60. But when your other when your team only gets one run, you can't do too much. Price is pitching well, but the record doesn't show it except for the ERA. Workman came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning, struck out 2. He has a 2.25 ERA. Weldon pitched 1 inning, gave up nothing. He has a 2.19 ERA. Brewer pitched 1/3 of an inning. His ERA is 7.20. And Barnes finished it up with 1 inning, 1 strikeout, 2.38 ERA. And I just guess that after having so many things go well last year, that, you know, we're not getting the bounces, we're not getting whatever we needed to get to, you know, get us on the winning track. But, you know, hey, I think that, well, I know the pitching is turning around. Chris Sale is going today. He's pitched a couple of good games recently. Matter of fact, since the season started, he's pitched a couple of good games. Didn't get any run support either. And like I said, well, although he's a pretty good hitter, if the pitchers don't get the run support, what more can they do? But anyway, hopefully we'll get things turned around. Still early in April, well, late in April, but early in the season. And hopefully we can get things turned around and get back on the winning track. And as you know, defending world champions, everybody's got their eye on you. You got that bullseye on your back. And so you got to come with your A game every day. They're going to knock you off and go gloating down the road. 423 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Another edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, just give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Before we move off baseball and the Red Sox, the Tampa Rays doing really well. Outstanding pitching. And they've been, on occasion, not yesterday, but on occasion, going with a bullpen setup rather than having a starter go as many innings as they possibly can. They've been using 2-3 men for the bullpen on occasion. And been doing really well, and they've been holding on to first place for quite a while, just since the season began. So, can they keep it up? I don't know. I still think they're hitting a suspect. And we'll have to see whether the pitching can carry them through the remainder of the season. Or will the pitchers start to wear down, and the batters on the other teams pick up, and you know, we'll see what happens as the weather gets warmer, and everybody gets back in the groove. J.D. Martinez had 2 days off. Didn't play yesterday, and the day before was a rainout. And Pierce is not having the season that he had last year, but still, like I said, it's early. All the bats haven't come around, and we'll have to wait and see just how well things can go from here. Mookie Betts seems to be getting it back in stride, up to 267, hit his fifth home run yesterday, and we'll have to wait and see if the other guys are going to join them. Benintendi and Bogaerts have been doing pretty good, and Rafael Devers, who I picked to be an outstanding player on the team this year, hasn't been doing it in the field. I think he has more errors than anybody else in the majors. I don't know if that affects him mentally at bat, but yesterday I saw a little bit of the game. He was swinging some bad pitches outside the strike zone. Chavis has been a surprise. Well, I don't know what is going to happen when Brock Holt and Nunez and Pedroia come back. Probably send him back down to the minors unless he really gets hot again. But hey, he's got 2 home runs. More than some of the players on the team. 426. It's a good. And they say he's only the second best prospect on the ball club. I don't know who the number one prospect is. Might be a pitcher as opposed to. They had another infielder who did fairly well down in the minors. Down in spring training. We'll see if he is the one. But anyway, Red Sox, I look for them to bounce back. I look for them to be a contender. And I see them, you know, overpowering a lot of teams that didn't make it last year and seem to be in rebuild mold this year. 426 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet. www.wmfo.org, multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, April 28th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Likes.
Do you have dislikes?
Do you have a favorite movie?
Do you have something to say?
Do you have a secret?
Do you have dreams?
Do you have goals?
I do.
Well, I do.
I do.
Everyone does.
No matter what race or color they are.
Talk to each other.
Listen to each other.
We're not all that different.
I
like good food.
Good music.
I want to fall in love.
I want a good job.
I want my kids to live in a world
where they are loved
and safe and respected for who they are.
Sure, we're all different.
But we're also all the same.
Understand the similarities.
Respect the differences.
Help end prejudice in your lifetime. Call 1-800-934-3430 or log on to www.whitehouse.gov. Let them know what you do to end prejudice. Together we can build one America in the 21st century. Brought to you by the President's Initiative on Race, the Leadership Conference Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:30 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in that sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to NBA playoffs yesterday. The Raptors 108 and the 76ers 95. Raptors lead that series one game to zip. And the Nuggets 90, the Spurs 86. And the Nuggets move on to the next round. Defeating the Spurs 4-3. Today, we have the Celtics versus the Bucks at Milwaukee. I think that game is 1:30. And then we have the Rockets versus the Warriors tonight at around 7 o'clock, I believe, our time. And, hey, we have to see the Celtics, you know, I wouldn't say they eased their way through or breezed their way through, but they defeated the Pacers 4-0. I thought the Pacers played extremely well, considering they didn't have their number one player, Oladipo, and the Celtics didn't have their one of their best defensive players in Marcus Smart. So I guess maybe that evened it out a little bit, and the Celtics bench was just more than the Pacers could handle. I'm not aware how good, if they are good, the Milwaukee Bucks bench is. I know you got the Giannis and I think the other name, guy's name, who score consistently. How well the rest of the complement three players play, I guess, will determine how the series goes. We have more scorers. Good thing for us, Gordon Hayward is getting back to the Gordon Hayward we knew and loved when we shelled out big bucks to get him as a free agent. And hopefully he can continue that type of play. We'll have to wait and see, because he and Brown, I don't know, maybe Brown is going to start in place of Marcus Smart. But anyway, we have, you know, Morris coming off the bench. We have Rozier coming off the bench. And Hayward coming off the bench. I don't know if they can match those three players. So if our starting five plays well, we should have a good series. And I think, you know, unless Giannis goes crazy, crazier, since I guess he's a contender for MVP based upon his play during the regular season, the Bucks may not be too much more difficult than the Pacers. Like I said, I don't know the rest of their players that well, so I really can't comment. I'll give you better commentary next week. 4:33 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. 855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Is about to begin. The challenger wears white trunks with a blue stripe, and the champ is wearing, looks like an examination gown from the doctor's office. And from the back, we can... Ooh, that's not pretty. Champ, what's with the crazy getup?
I've got to take care of my family.
Yeah, so?
Well, when you love your family, you got to go in and get those important medical screenings. A lot of potentially deadly diseases can be treated if you catch them in time.
So you wear the examination gown because...
Because I'm a real man. Real men take care of their families and get those tests. Real men wear gowns.
Okay, champ. Good luck. Here we go. The champ's not wasting any time. Oh, it's over. This fight is over. Champ, you barely broke a sweat. Any words for your fans out there?
Remember, Go to AHRQ.gov for a list of the tests they need to get and when to get them.
What was that web address again?
AHRQ.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to AHRQ.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 439, pardon me, 439 is the Brown Perspective on Sports. Time, I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here. Excuse me. That's, you know, I have the open mic, and I get a frog in the throat. I don't have the open mic. Everything seems to be okay. But after that, well, we'll move on. We'll get into that. Okay, 440 here on WMFO in Medford. Got a lot of stuff to cover yet. Let's get going. Okay. Where are we going? National Hockey League. National Hockey League. National Hockey League. The Stars, 4, and the Blues, 2. The Blue Jackets, 3, and the Bruins, 2. That game went 2. Count them. 2 overtimes. In the first period, Gorelchik got his first goal of the playoffs on the power play at 7:50. Bruins 1 and the Blue Jackets zip. McAvoy and Krejci got assists on that one. In the second period, 11:03 of the second period, Panarin got his third goal of the playoffs, and also on the power play, with assists from Jones and Atkinson. 1-1. At 7:01, Pastrnak got his third goal of the playoffs with assists from Coyle and Johansson. 2-1 Bruins. But at 8:01 of the second period, Panarin got his fourth goal of the year, of the playoffs, with assists from Jones, tying it at 2-2. Third period, no scoring. Overtime number one, no scoring. Overtime number two, Duchesne got his fourth goal of the year on a power play. Fourth goal of the playoffs on the power play, with assists from Panarin and Atkinson. Final score, it was the Blue Jackets 3, the Bruins 2. The Bruins had home ice throughout the rest of the playoffs. But right now, they've got to win a game in Columbus. In the other series, the Hurricanes lead the Islanders 1-0 to zip. And the Sharks defeated the Avalanche 1-0 to zip. I believe they both play today. Okay. What can we say? It's, let me say what I was going to say. At the beginning of the hockey season, I said the Bruins have picked up a lot of young players. I guess that should increase their speed on the ice, which I thought was a detriment in some of their playoff games that I saw the previous season. And surprisingly, the Bruins had the second best record in the NHL this year. And I don't think anyone expected that. But and with the pickups of Johansson and Coyle seem to be working extremely well in the playoffs, since Coyle got two goals in the first game of the series. So that looks good for the Bruins going forward. Hopefully they can put it all together and pull out a win in Columbus, bringing home ice back to Boston. And we'll see where it goes from there. I can't tell you too much about the other teams. Don't get a chance to look at too much hockey. Don't get a chance to look at as much sports as I should having a sports show. But that's the way it goes. Have other responsibilities as well. Okay. I don't know if I mentioned it. The Trailblazers are against the Nuggets in the of the National League, NBA playoffs, National Basketball Association playoffs. And the Rockets against the Warriors. The Warriors have been an enigma, but with all the things that have been going on internally. But I picked the Warriors to beat the Rockets. I don't see the Rockets having enough depth, enough defense, really, to contend with the Golden State Warriors. But we'll see. Okay, 4:45 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, April 28th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:49 here on WMFO. We got to mention the passing of John Havlicek at 79 years of age. John Havlicek, surprisingly, I didn't know that, leading scorer in the history of the Boston Celtics, played 16, count them, 16 consecutive years and scored more points than Larry Bird, scored more points than Paul Pierce, scored more points than Kevin McHale, scored more points than anybody else you can name. And the thing I respect and recall about John Havlicek was that, he never seemed to be seeking the highlights. I don't even know if he was the highest paid player on the Boston Celtics. Obviously, he had a tremendous career, played great defense, shuffled between shooting guard and small forward, and a great passer. Everybody knows about Havlicek stole the ball. Everybody who's a Celtics fan knows about that. And had quite a impact upon the community, as he was involved in all sorts of community things, helping other people, especially children with different problems. And so, prayers go out to the Havlicek family and all the Boston Celtics individuals who were involved in his career. And we probably won't see another player like him in quite a while. I can't think of anyone who's emulated him in all the various things that he did as far as scoring, passing, defense, you name it, he did it. Cheers to John Havlicek and the Havlicek family. 4:51 here on WMFO. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On the Sunday, April 28th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, 4:52 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I think we have time for one more public service announcement.
At 15 p.m. at an office in Michigan, Angie Hicks is not at her desk. She's giving blood at the company blood drive.
At the same time in the same office, Kevin Meehan is not at his desk. He's at the doctor. Kevin has cancer and needs another round of chemo.
Kevin will need blood to fight his cancer.
Angie's blood will help him win.
When you give blood to the American Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org to schedule your appointment to give blood.
And that message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, if you're a National Football League fan, you know that the draft has been taking place. As far as the Patriots are concerned, what can I say? First round, N'Keal Harry. I guess that's the way you pronounce it. N'Keal Harry, a wide receiver from Arizona State, 6'2". Supposedly great hands. We're going to have to see just how well N'Keal Harry does with the Patriots this coming season. And then Jojuan Williams, a cornerback, 6'4", cornerback from Vanderbilt with their second pick. I can see why you would go after a guy like that very high pick. Surprised somebody else didn't grab him. But anyway, we'll see how he does. And I think at one statement I heard him say, I can cover anybody. So he could be a bigger version, as well as a cornerback, he could be a bigger version of Patrick Chung, playing a strong safety position. With the third pick, Chase Winovich, a defensive end from Michigan. followed by Damian Harris, a running back from Alabama. I think I saw Harris play. Looked like a pretty good running back. Wasn't a featured back, but yet he stood out in a few games that I saw Alabama play. And I guess he could be a big addition to the Patriots running back squad. Although I'd like to see them bring back, I think his name was the guy that got hurt anyway. I think we picked that from Kansas City or someplace like that. Anyway, then we move right along to Yodny Cajusti, Y-O-D-N-Y, Cajusti, C-A-J-U-S-T-E, offensive tackle from West Virginia. Here's one. The Patriots should certainly get a plus for all the names that they picked up. It's so difficult to pronounce. H-J-A-L-T-E, Froholt, offensive guard from Arkansas. You pronounce that. Halty, I'm assuming it's the J is silent. Halty Froholt, offensive guard from Arkansas. Then there was Jarrett Stidham, a quarterback from Auburn. Byron Cowart, C-O-W-A-R-T, defensive tackle from Maryland. Jake Bailey, a punter from Stanford. And then there's Ken Webster, a cornerback from Mississippi. Okay, so those are the Patriots picks. I haven't heard anybody. I was so busy with other things yesterday, I didn't hear anybody produce any commentary on how well the Patriots did. But I'll probably find that out during the week, and I'll be able to tell you next week what the experts think, because I don't know these guys at all. I think I saw a little bit about Stidham in the papers prior to the draft, and I can't even recall what they said about him. 456 here on, but they said he was probably somebody that could be available in the draft, lower down in the draft, and that's where he was, I guess, in the sixth round. Okay, 456 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, streaming live, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, putting the wraps on this edition of the Sunday, April 28th, 2018-19 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. You know you're a bad shit when you don't know what year it is. Okay, hopefully you enjoyed the program today. I enjoy bringing it to you. And next Sunday, we'll be back, Lord willing, at 4 o'clock to do it all over again. Inviting you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way at 5 a.m. right here on WMFO in Medford. More new music and top hits of the year 2019 and more of my all-time favorites. So we have some good music heading your way. So we invite you to stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. God has a blessing for you.